Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten, and this is the Van Patten Perspective, talking about all things relationships, life, and a whole lot of Jesus.
We love talking about our family and our businesses and just what God's doing in our life, and we can't wait to share all about it. Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten,
and we're just on a road trip today. We figured while we're getting some windshield time in side by side that we would just take some time and get some content in for you guys, and get some audio in the can, if you will, prepped and ready for the next weeks. And you know, we were just talking about just how good God is and what He's doing in our lives, and I don't know about you guys, we just feel. Lately, it's been a wild ride. I don't know how to say it any different. You know, it's like we're being so intentional in our walk with the Lord and just pouring time into prayer and really spending time in the Word. We're both reading through the Bible in a year. You're using the YouVersion reading plan. I'm going through the Bible in a year with Journey, which is like 5 days a week, that kind of thing. And I feel like the more we're pushing in, the more the enemy is pushing back, and we're left in this place of like, it's whatever you want, God. Like, we're just trusting in you. We're giving room for you to work, and we're just kind of clearing the table and leaving room for God to tell us what He wants us focusing our energy on. You know, we had mentioned in earlier podcasts, we have a tendency to kind of fill our schedule, and we're always trying to like pare it back, figure out what the important things that we want in our schedule. But also in that, I feel like it's so important to leave room for God to work.
Right.
Like in my prayer time, like early on, it would be, I'd get into the Bible, I'd read through the Bible, I'd pray, and then I'd get into my day.
Right.
Where, you know, going through Rooted at Journey, and it, like, all these different things we're listening to are just like, okay, so how long do you sit and give God the opportunity to respond?
Right.
How often do you, after you pray a prayer to God, where you're like, all right, God, here's where I'm at, how often do you just sit there and give Him time to show up and have that relationship? Like, I was talking to a friend about it, and I was like, you know, so many of our prayers are like we're calling God, and it's like we're leaving Him a voicemail, but we don't leave space for Him to call us back or to respond. We'll just call, assume that we got voicemail, leave Him a message, and be like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of just like today's generation, though, or like just how we have been trained over the years of just like expecting that instant gratification, somebody to instantly read a text message, to instantly reply, or you know, call you right back. It's just, we're in such an instant gratification world that you know, the things that we can see, but we are so instant. But then I feel like people are even more so like expectant of that instant gratification when it comes to God's voice, God's words, God's provision, God's plan to be provided. And you know, there is a lot of good in the waiting. There's a lot of fruit that comes from that ability to be able to sit and be still,
right?
You know, and know that He is God, and He has a plan, and He has a purpose. And it's hard. It really leaves you in a place of having your hands open of, all right, God, like, I trust you. Like, it's not my name on the line. It's
right.
It's His. You know, and He knows that. So when you're working for God, like, for Him to work through you, and people are always watching, it's like especially the skeptical ones, it's like,
right.
Yeah, but, you know, if God doesn't show up, like, it's not our, it's not our name, it's His.
Right. Well, and I think it was such a good visual picture. We were going through our marriage study with our group this week, and in that video, you know, the guy's talking about, you know, when I was thinking about marriage, I had this big old list that I had written out of my expectations. This is what I want out of my marriage. This is what I want out of a woman, out of my relationship. And he said it was like I was trying to get God to sign at the bottom, like, yep, just sign off, when in reality, in marriage and really every other aspect of our lives, it's God just hands us a blank piece of paper and says, it's my will, not yours. Yeah. Here, sign at the bottom. You know it's going to be good. Just sign right here, because there's good things, but I need you to agree to it.
Yep.
Before we can move forward, I need you to be a willing participant in this journey. I need you to be 100% on board, because it's not going to necessarily be easy. It's not necessarily going to make sense.
Right.
Every step of it is not going to be like in a piece of IKEA furniture where you can see it being built step by step, where you're like, yes, we start with this and then we do this. And like, God's plans are so much better.
Yep, definitely. And it's just, do you trust Him? Do you trust His plan? Do you trust that He is, like, that He has good for you? And that is a season we've kind of been in the last few months of just this sifting in our lives of work and finances and our girls getting in a different stage of, you know, adolescence. And
right.
It's just been a lot of that. God, I trust you. Okay, God, like, our girls are getting older. They're going to be driving soon. Like, God, I trust you.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of that, just hard things that we're have to walk through. It's just, but also it's all good. It's just in a season of He's giving us more and more to be trusted with.
Right.
And with that, the enemy hates that. And, you know, the greater, Pastor Case said this morning, like, the greater anointing on your life, the more, what did he say, affliction or oppression,
right,
or schemes of the enemy.
The more attacks you're probably going to experience, for sure.
Not to say that our life has any more anointing on our life than your life.
Right.
God has called all of us.
Everybody has a purpose.
Everybody has a purpose. But if you're feeling like you've been under attack a lot lately, just know that it just means that God has something really good coming for you.
Right. Well, and I try to ask myself that all the time. Like, when we are struggling, you know, and it's like, Lord, we're just seeking after you through this whole thing. And if we're being hammered this hard right now, like, what are we doing right that the enemy hates? Like, what is it that we are doing right now that is really just miffing him right now? Because I want to do more of that. Whatever is bothering him because we're doing this kingdom work, like, whatever we're doing in our relationship with the Lord that is really just upsetting the forces of darkness, is, much as I don't ever want to be like, let's go, but I will every day, because the battle's won.
Amen.
Like, I don't have to step out and be like, I don't know, Lord, I'm not strong enough, because I'm really not. I'm me by myself, not at all.
Right.
Even me and you together, we're not. But us and him, all day long, right. Battle's won. We don't even have to flinch.
Right.
Like, a flaming arrow could be coming straight at our heads, and he literally snatches it out of the air like some, like, Superman, but even better. You know, and I was just thinking about, like, how often we'll sit there and we'll be in prayer and be like, all right, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll go do it. But I'm not going to make that move until you tell me. And sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it's not, I'm going to sit here until you tell me to not sit here. Sometimes it's, I'm going to move until you tell me to move in a different direction.
Yes.
So many people that we talk to are like, yeah, I'm not sure what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. And it's like, well, that's definitely not taking you anywhere.
Right.
Like, it's literally the opposite of taking you anywhere. You're sitting still.
Right.
And it's like, well, I'm just going to start taking steps then. You know, I don't know what God has planned for us right now, but we're just going to take steps in a direction that we feel called to until he's like, oh, no, no, wait, over here.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know if you don't start walking down the path where it forks.
Yeah.
If you stand here, you don't know that up around the bend it forks, and then that was the perfect pathway for you.
Well, and just keep walking through the doors. It's like, are you exploring like a different diet or like a different career? It's like, if you don't take the steps just to move forward and like stop just watching the videos and the interviews, you know, it's just like, take the step, apply for the job, or like start eating healthy and see what happens. Like, I know when I get on my health journey kicks, it's like, I'll study like a bunch of different like workout programs or a bunch of different diets, and okay, I will think about it, but I won't like take steps towards it and then expect like results that don't happen, like results that don't happen because I didn't do the work. It's like, you, and I think a lot of people treat God like that, like he's like a genie in the bottle where it's like, well, I asked for it, so why don't I have it? It's like, you have to do the work. Like, you are a part, you are like in partnership with God.
Right.
It's like, so many things in our life, like people are always telling me like, you guys are always doing something different. It's like, well, we're not trying to do something different. We're doing things that like, or, you know, and different isn't bad. It's just like, we're always trying to like level up our life and like level up with God. And it's just walking in obedience and like taking the steps until he closes the door.
Right.
Sometimes he just has a few steps for us because he wants us to learn something in that.
Right.
Not that we need to like finish it all the way out for a full circle like life change, but maybe it's, you know, like our days in network marketing, we had a ton of success in that. There was a lot more steps of a plan that people have taken,
right,
way past what we did.
Yeah.
And we had great success, but what came from that in our obedience of like stepping through that was like, we learned a ton of leadership skills. We learned
public speaking,
like leadership. We learned to really dream and like set goals and
coaching, mentorship,
so much more.
Like,
but then when it was time for us to be done, it was super clear.
It was very clear.
And if we like, we could have forced our way through it. We could have forced our way past it, and you know, but that's just like, that wasn't God's will for our life. And that's when you know that it's like not, because there's going to be challenges in everything that you do. But when it becomes like almost impossible or like you're really pushing upstream, it's like, there's a difference between giving up and surrender.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a lot of things like that in our life where we can look back on and be like, yeah, no, that was just God's plan. And still to this day, like several times a month, you and I both get messages of like, check out this network marketing company.
So many.
And as appealing as it is, it's like the shiny carrot. It's like, not until God shows up with the right thing do you just know. You just have that feeling of like, yeah, God, I'll never say no to looking at an opportunity. Like,
right.
But if it's a no, it's a no. And I think that's a valuable lesson too, is like, let your no be no and let your yes be yes. If you're going to say yes to something, and like, go all out, like go all out for the Lord. If that's your purpose, go all out. Don't let people's negativity, either way, if you say no, don't let people bully you into saying like, but you'd be so good at this network marketing company. You'd be so good at this business. Like,
of course I would.
Of course I, like,
we'd be good at whatever God had planned for us.
Yeah, but it's just you know, that is something that I think about with that.
Yeah, well, and I think like you were saying, sometimes it's not even like a grand thing that God has planned for you. Sometimes it's just like, hey, I just want you to take these couple steps in this direction. And it reminds me of, you know, sometimes it's just God wanting to see that we're willing, right? Like what was the purpose of Peter, like, stepping out of the boat onto the waves?
Yeah.
Like, what did that accomplish in life other than a strengthening of faith for him, a trust in the Lord for him,
yeah.
a good life lesson for every single one of us, but and also maybe all the rest of the disciples, like, man, I wish I would have had that, you know? So maybe it's a strengthening all the way around, but what did it actually accomplish other than him getting a little wet from right. sinking in the waves, and then they're back in the boat? And it's like, man, sometimes God just wants to see that we're willing to step out.
Yeah.
Willing to do that thing that we wouldn't normally say yes to, or that thing that we might say yes to, but it's like, I don't know, that's not the most convenient thing right now. I don't necessarily want to go talk to that person. Like, I don't know how many times God's put it on your heart to, like, hey, you need to go just pray for that random person in the store, or you need to go buy those groceries for that lady, or like different things to where he'll put something on your heart that is not a huge thing. It's not going to deter any life past. It's not going to set a new pathway or a new waypoint for your GPS necessarily, right. but it's just like a, hey, that thing right there, it'll literally take you an extra 5 minutes, but it's going to make all the difference in the kingdom. And it reminds me of, like, we were delivering meals with the girls the other day.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
And we're sitting there and we're loading up. So we go there and there's a certain amount of meals that we're picking up because we have a route, and we're picking up meals, and I'm loading up, and all of a sudden this lady comes out and she was like, hey, are you picking up this other one? And we're like, no, we got ours, right? And then all of a sudden she's like, hey, would you mind doing this other route?
And I just instantly was like, yeah, throw them in.
And we're like, how many of them is there? And they're like, oh, it's just like another 30, you know? And we already had like 40 in the car, so it was almost double what our route was supposed to be. But we're just like, yeah, for sure. And
so, it wasn't convenient.
No, it wasn't convenient at all. It's a totally different route. It's totally a opposite end of town. But it is what it is. You know, we were there to serve, and we're like, let's go.
And we had our girls with us.
We had the girls, so we were just trying to be obedient, right? Like, it wasn't super anything. And then, so I moved stuff out of the back and like, set down the other seat so that we had room for this other box of meals. And then next thing you know, they come back out, and they're like, oh, never mind. We had somebody else that is going to do those. Thank you so much. And I get into the car, and Aray, our oldest, is like, she's like, maybe God just wanted to see if you would say yes.
Right.
And it's like, these are the things that we don't even realize our kids are watching.
Yeah.
How we respond to the calling that's on our life.
And we both looked at each other like, wow.
And we totally talked about it for a little bit. Like, yeah, sometimes that's what God wants. Sometimes just a yes. She's like, yeah. It's like he was like, oh, I just wanted to make sure you would say yes to that. But now that you said yes, I got you covered. Mm-hmm. I'll do that for you. I'll get that taken care of. I just wanted to make sure that when I called, you would answer.
So good.
You know, and it's like, how much time do we give God in our daily, in our tight schedule, in everything being scheduled out, everything, our regiment, if you would, like, how much space do we leave for him to work? You know, like, I had that thought the other day of, like, so many people we talk to is like, yeah, God's not really doing a whole lot in my life. And like, I just had this thought of, like Legos just stacked. And it's like, how much room is there in between the Legos? Zero. And it's like, if your life is stacked up like Legos, it's so tight, there's not room for anything in there. Where is he supposed to be working?
Right.
Where do you expect him to show up? Are you leaving gaps where you're like, I don't have this, Lord. I really just, I need you in this area. If you want me to do something to make this happen, please make that clear to me. But I'm at the end of myself. And I just need you. And I'm just trusting in you to give me provision, to give me guidance, to show up so that we can do this together. How often do we step outside of ourselves and put ourselves in a place of outside of our comfort zone to where we need God to show up? Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Instead of being your own hero, it's your own story.
Like, I have often kind of safeguarded myself against doing things because I want to make sure that I don't overcommit to something that I can't handle. Where in reality, sometimes it's like, no, no, we're doing this together. This is not something that you need to do by yourself. I want us to do this together. It reminds me of an old story I heard. You know, is this guy walking down this old preacher, and he's walking down the road, and he looks over to the right, and there's just this gorgeous garden. And this guy is sitting there out there just working in the garden, and the preacher's like, you know, that is an amazing garden that God has blessed you with. And he's like, truly, truly it is. But you should have seen it when he had it all to himself. Like, it takes us and God working together to make beautiful things happen. Like, God can work in miraculous ways and show up and make anything happen.
Yeah.
But when we team up, when we walk alongside, when we ask him to join us, we can accomplish even more, because this is what he's created us for, is relationship with him, with others, to create great things in this world.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that. It's just like, man, that's such a good example that I'm just constantly praying that I would leave room for God to show up, for God to work, and for God to make it clear where he wants me to step out of my comfort zone so that we can do amazing things together.
Absolutely. Well, this conversation really encouraged me. I'm excited to see just how God shows up and shows off through the rest of this season for us and just our friends and our family. And if you have something cool to share along these lines, like, please reach out. We've really loved hearing people's, just comments and their stories of our other podcasts. So thank you guys for engaging with us.
Truly.
And sharing and praying for us. And, you know, this is another example of just taking steps. Like, it would have been way easier to not do this podcast, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we felt the call to it for a while. So we finally were like, whatever, we're just gonna answer this one. And so here we are showing up and see how God uses it. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.